More than 100 people packed the Woods Hole Community Center for a meeting organized by the Woods Hole Community Association and hosted by co-president Catherine Bumpus.
It is an icon to the community. It is something that we all love.
The Coast Guard recently discovered rot, plumbing leaks, and heating issues at the Keeper's residence next to the iconic lighthouse. They estimate it would cost $550,000 to make necessary repairs and are looking to transfer ownership of the property to a municipality or nonprofit group. That process could take years to complete. Bumpus says the good news is that Nobska Light was added to the National Historic Register in 1987.
So the concern that we would have to go out and prevent it from becoming a five-story condo complex on the point. That is not going to happen. It is never going to happen.
Bumpus says that whoever steps forward will face a complex application and vetting process, but no upfront purchase cost.
It would go for free. It's a free puppy, though.
The new owner will need to handle ongoing maintenance like painting and keeping the metalwork in good shape. No matter who ends up with the property, though, the Coast Guard will continue to maintain the beacon inside the tower as long as it remains an aid to navigation. Following a slideshow presentation, Bumpus asked for suggestions about how Nobska Light might be used in the future. Audience members floated a number of ideas, such as creating a lighthouse museum or turning the property into an artist's retreat.
Okay, go to the website and put your information in if you'd like to get more information on Nobska. And thank you all for coming.
After the meeting, Troy Clarkson said he was glad to see so many people taking an interest in the process so early on.
Today is what Falmouth does. It's a great demonstration of community, of passion for the historical preservation of one of the icons of this community. So it's a very encouraging start to a long and detailed process, but I think the attendance today bodes well for the future of the process.
Barbara Milligan says the Falmouth community has come together like this before.
It's just speaks to what Falmouth is all about, that you can get a room full of people on a Saturday morning in March to talk about something that's going to be 3 or 4 years down the road. But just like Highfield Hall, you know, this community got together to save Highfield, and I think they'll do the same thing for Nobska.
Although nothing specific was decided at the meeting, the general consensus was that Nobska Light should be preserved for the enjoyment of all, and residents seemed willing to explore any viable option to make that happen.